The Russian ruble nearly picks back its losses after sanctions are imposed. The Russian ruble, or the currency in Russia, is now nearly at the same place it was before Russia invaded, as far as the currency exchange goes. Trading at, as of recording, 78 rubles per US dollar, it reaches pretty much the level right before invasion, and reverses the low of 130 rubles per one US dollar. What's interesting about this is that the US imposed, as well as the Western allies, what seemed to be, and what was rhetorically said to be, crippling sanctions on Russia. There was a lot of companies that pulled out, from McDonald's through Nike, through gaming companies, such as Microsoft, saying they're not going to be releasing the next Forza video game series in Russia. But the fact is that between 700 and 800 euros every day are purchased of Russian gas from the EU and these same countries that are trying to impose sanctions. And while publicly they're saying they're not going to meet Putin's demand that all of these payments be paid in rubles and not the US dollar, privately, these same countries are buying up rubles on the open exchange, one can deduce, to purchase these gas payments. So while actually helping their, quote, adversary and keeping their country. So while these sanctions are in place, it seems that the Russian economy is still chugging along, as insofar as their economy is based on, which is raw resources and extraction. Time will tell if the sanctions will change or if the price of the ruble will go down again. But one thing's for sure, right after a major shock to the economy, it seems to be having a short reprieve. Thank you for listening. If you like this episode, please hit that subscribe or follow button. Also, if you'd like to find more episodes like this or check out the long form show, visit us at bandwidth.productions.